Karabosei Paul is good. Shavuot Tov, good Chodesh, Lichli Chanukah, all the brachas. It's good to be back learning Daf Yomi again. Today's Daf is Nedarim Daf Samech. And we're here on the Testament Beis just to finish up the seventh parak. We're a little bit of housekeeping at the end. Three lines up from the bottom, Gufa. Just going back to something we learned a couple of blot ago. Amra Bechanina, Tirta, Amra Bianai. Batzal shel truma shenatu v'rovu gidula alikaro motor. Apparently, if you plant an onion of truma and you plant it in the ground, and now the stuff that grew out of it is more than the onion bulb itself, so then it is motor. Then it is mevatel, right? The truma itself is batel, right? If the growth, anything that came out of the onion, right, outnumbers the main bulb over there. So the Gemara says the gedule heter malin esa iser. Apparently, we see that if you have gedulim, that things that grow out of something that's aser, right, the thing that grows out of it is heter, so that will be mevatel, right? Obviously, mevatel the onion, and we see that the things that grow out of this truma onion, right, are themselves motor. Right, because we see that it's being mevatel the onion. Obviously, if they're both users, there's no bittel over here. So the Tanan problem is the Mishnah says, right, Mishnah and Trumos, that gidulei truma, right? That is something that grows out of truma, right? Is truma. So the Gemara answer is simply the gidulei gidulin. No, this is the third step, right? This is growing out of something that already grew out of truma. But the first growth that grows out of truma, that's going to be asur mi derabanan. That's Gemara and Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara over there says it's because we don't want the kohen to keep around tamei truma to plant. Meaning we're concerned that if the kohen keeps tamei truma with his tahor truma, and really the tamei truma he's going to plant because the things that grow out of the truma are no longer truma, and you can get out of, you know, therefore that's why you can use truma that's tamei. The Chazal were concerned that the Kohanim might come to eat the Tamei Truma, right, get it mixed up with other Tahor Truma. So they made a Din D'Rabbanan on the stuff that grows out of Truma, but this is really a third step. This is something that grows out of, something that grew out of Truma, and that's totally fine. That's what we're talking about over here. Aye, but Hanami Tanina, Gidule Gidule in Chulin, but we also learn in the Mishnah. Mishnah also says that something that grows out, the third step removed from truma, right, is chulin. Meaning it's tevel. It's not truma. Right? We already learned this already. So Gemara says, "Makamash malan." Meaning, so what's the point of Rabbi Yannai saying this? That the mevatel, that the stuff that grows out of this second level, the third level, is already mevatel, right, the second step truma. So makamash malan, that filu b'davar she'ein zaro kala. Really, we're talking about even in the case of a scenario where the seed is not going to decompose. Right, we saw the difference between whether the seed is going to decompose or not. Right, even if the seed is going to stick around, right, like something like an onion, so then it's still going to be mevatel, or the third stage is still going to be mevatel, this second step truma. Ay, vatnan. But then we learn in the Mishnah, another Mishnah, this Mishnah is, where is the Mishnah? Another Mishnah in Trumos. The hatevel gidula mutarin. Right, if you have tevel, right, the things that grow out of tevel, the gidula marmoter, but davish zaru kala, but that's only, right, if the seed is going to disappear. Right, but davish ain zaru kala, gidula gidula surin, but if the seed is going to be still there, so then it's going to be ulcer. And if that's the case by tevel, should certainly be the case by truma as well, right, that's against Rabbi Yannai. So the Gemara says, no, ribuye derabu gidula na alikoro mutar kamash malan. So really, Rabbi Yannai is saying that brice over there, or that mishnah over there, is when the gidulim, when the thing that grew out of this truma is not more than the actual truma itself. But here, when in Rabbi Yannai's case, right, it really did grow out of the truma, and it's much more than the truma. So therefore, that's going to be mevatelit, and that's how his halacha does stand. So therefore, hadron halach anodu min hayarek. And just to throw out, get a little fancy for a second, Rabbi Akiva Eger has a really good kasha. He says that there's something called, right, we're talking about the concept of bittel, right? We're being mevatel something in a mixture. Or so there's something called devoshiishma matirin. If something is going to be mutter eventually, so that's not batel. So the problem that Rabbi Kiva Eger asks is that tevel is devoshiishma, classic devoshiishma matirin. Tevel eventually will be mutter. Why? Because why is tevel us right now? Because you haven't yet taken trumas and maestras. If you just take trumas and maestras, the tevel becomes mutter. So tevel sheishma matirin, that is not batel. Truma, on the other hand, is not devoshiishma matirin. Truma is always usr. unless you're shoal on it. Okay, right, we talked about that. But either way, but truma is always usser, and therefore, right, it should be batel. So how can you compare the two? Well, that's a pretty good kasha. And then, you know, ayin sham. There's a story once about, I forget which rabbi it was, one of the gedolim in Bnei Brak, asked. Someone came with him, a sefer, with all the answers to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's shailas and one of the mesachtas, except for three. Right? He had, let's say there are 100 Rabbi Akiva Eigers in Nedarim. I don't know if there are. I'm just throwing in a number. And he gave all the answers to 97 of them, but three of them, right, he had no answer to. And he wanted us coming from the sefer. So the Rav looked at, I think it was Rav Chaim, I don't remember. So he looked at the sefer. He said, "Oh, you only understood three Rabbi Akiva Eigers in the whole mesachta." I mean, Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked Akasha, so it's already. It's very difficult to answer it. Okay, Hadron Lach, another Minayar. Again, we move on to the eighth parak of the Masechta. The eighth parak of Masechta talks about, primarily, when you put a time limit on your neder. As we'll just dive in, you'll see what I mean in a second. Right? Konam yayin shani toim hayom. A person says, he's not going to drink wine today. So, eno osar ela ajitechshach. So, it's only going to be usar, right, until sundown. Now, in this Mishnah, right, you're going to see differentiations depending on whether it's today, this week, this year, this month. We'll see what the next stage is. Right, let's say at the end of today, right, there's sundown. At the end of a week, there's Shabbos. At the end of the month, there's Rosh Chodesh. At the end of a year, there's Rosh Hashanah. So this is going to vary. It's going to fluctuate depending on what we're talking about. And Pashto says this is just based on Lashon Bnei Adam. Right? When do people normally refer to the end of a time period? Right. If a person says Hayom until today, so he means to the end of the day until sundown. Right. That's the first case. Shabbos Zu. What about this? And that doesn't mean Shabbos. It means this week. So Asher B'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. Bach changes it to Lisha Avar. Right? It's also the entire week, and Shabbos is in the past. So what does this mean? It's a machlokas between the Ran and Rashi. Or the Mefarish. The Ran says over here, if you look at Shabbos Zu, if the guy took another on, I don't know, Tuesday, and said he's not going to drink wine the entire Shavua, so then he is, it's Aser the entire week, and V'yom Shabbos Atzmo B'chalal Iser Shel Shavua, and Shabbos counts, and Shabbos is one of those days. So if he made another on Tuesday, he's going to be allowed to drink wine on Matzei Shabbos. Rashi says, no, we're actually talking about a day of Shabbos, and he's making the nether on Shabbos, and therefore he's usher on that Shabbos, and up until the next Shabbos, meaning the next time he can drink wine is at the end of Friday, the following Friday, i.e. for Kiddush, I assume, on Friday night. But okay, either way, two ways to understand that line the Mishnah. Chodesh ze usher, if a guy says he's not going to drink wine the entire month, so usher b'chol chodesh, v'rosh chodesh lehabo, right? He's usher the entire month, and Rosh Chodesh is the next Rosh Chodesh, meaning today is, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Teves, we're holding right now Rosh Chodesh Teves. So Rosh Chodesh Shvat would not be, excuse me, included in that neder. And we'll see the Gemara, we'll talk about exactly what we're talking about, what this case is. Shana Zu, what about this year? So Asur B'chol Shana Rosh Hashanah La'asid Lavos, right? If he says he's not going to drink wine the entire year, so the next Rosh Hashanah is not included in the neder, because people say, right, this year is up until Rosh Hashanah, and then Rosh Hashanah obviously belongs to the next year. Shavuazeh, that doesn't mean a week, that means a 7-year cycle of Shemitah, right, so 7 years later, so Asur B'chol Shavuah, he's also the entire 7 years, Ushvias, and Shemitah She'avra, is included, meaning it's in the past, it's included in his neder, so he would be able to drink wine after Shemitah is over. But if he said Yom Echad, one day, or Shabbos Echad, Achas, or 1 week, or Chodesh Echad, or 1 month, Shana Achas, 1 year, Shavua Achas, or one Echad, or 1 7-year cycle, so then Asur Miliyom Liyom, then it would be Asur, you know, from day, it literally means day to day, but it means the Eis La'Eis, 24-hour period, or 30-day period, or a year period, meaning from that period of time. So if it takes another at 5 o'clock, p.m. So then it would be mutter for him to eat, drink wine at 5:01 p.m. for the next day, right, and so forth and so on in terms of all the cases. Ada Pesach, if a person says he's not going to drink until Pesach, also at Shiyagia, is also until Pesach comes. At Shiyahei, until it will be Pesach, then also at Shiyitzei, then it's also until he's not allowed to drink wine until Pesach is over. What about Ad Lifnei Pesach? What about until before the Pesach? So Rabbi Meir Omer Aser Ad Sheyegia. Rabbi Meir says it's Aser until Pesach starts. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Aser Ad Sheyetze. Rabbi Yossi says it's Aser for him to drink wine until Pesach ends. The Gemara here is going to discussed this at length. The Gemara, if I'm not mistaken, is a parallel Gemara in Kiddushin that says this is just a machlokas in terms of Lashon B'nai Adam, but the Gemara here has a different take on it, which we'll get to not today. Weiter says the Gemara, Konam Yain Shani Tolim, right? We said it before, the guy doesn't, right? He's also to drink wine until nightfall. I mean, that was the first case, right? Until the Shkia. Amr Rabbi Yirmiya, Lekisha Techshach, Tzarech She'ela Lechacham. But Rabbi Yirmiya says that even though the guy says, I'm not going to drink wine today, even though theoretically he means only until nightfall, and until Shkia, so he still needs to be a Shoal on his nether, he still needs to ask a She'elas Chacham to make sure that he's allowed to drink wine. My time, what's the reason? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Gzera Hayom Mishum Yom Echad. We're concerned that if he's allowed to drink wine right away after saying he won't drink wine today, when sundown hits, if he's allowed to drink wine without asking a She'elas Chacham right at sundown, we're concerned that if he says Yom Echad, I won't drink wine for one day, then he'll also drink wine at sundown, even though that technically goes right 24 hours, right, until the next day. So the Gemara says, Amar Lehi Hachi Ligzor B'Yom Echad Mishum Hayom. So why don't we make the opposite Gzera as well, right? If a person says Yom Echad, so it should be usher, right? So let's say he takes a nether at 12 o'clock noon, and he says, I'm not going to drink wine for one full day, so then he's allowed to drink wine at 12:01. Why don't we go there that he shouldn't drink wine that day until sundown, because maybe people will get confused and think that if a person takes a nether and has to drink wine, right, he can drink, you know, before sundown hits. So I'm like, hayom b'yom echad mechlef. B'yom echad b'yom lo mechlef. Because nobody, the Gemara is simply that nobody makes that. Who is it? Rabbi and Rav Yosef? Yeah, it was Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rabbi says back to him, or Rav Yosef says back to him, that no one makes that mistake. I mean, people could think that if he says, I'm going to drink wine until the end of today, right, he can drink wine at sundown. Maybe they'll think then, if a person says, I'll drink wine for 24 hours, really that means until sundown. But no one's going to think, if they say, someone says, I can drink wine, I'm not going to drink wine for 24 hours, then he'll have to wait another 6 hours, right, until sundown. No one's going to get confused in that way. No one's going to get confused and think that if a person says, I'm not going to drink wine today, that means he can drink wine at 12 o'clock. No one's going to think that. Because the tachlis, if a person says he's not going to drink wine today, the minimal amount of shear that he's going to think that the nether is at least until Shkia. Okay, I'm Ravina. Ravina said, Amar li Maremar. Maremar said to me, Hachi Amar Avucha Mishmei de Rav Yosef. Right, he said the following in the name of Rav Yosef, Kaman Azla Shmaita de Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba. Who's this Shmaita? This Shmaita of Rav Yirmiya? We just said that we need to take a nether, right, to be shoal on the nether, right, even though theoretically he's allowed to drink wine at night. Who is that like? So that's like Rabbi Nosson. What is Rabbi Nosson? So we learned about a month ago in Daf Chaf Beis. The Tanya is learned in Abraisa. Rabbi Nosson Omer, call a nether, ki lubana bama. Anybody who takes a nether, as if he built a mizbeach in his backyard, and if someone who keeps the nether is as if he brought a korban, right, on that bama, right, in the backyard. Now, a bama, right, as you're probably familiar, a bama was built, enjoyed a few years when it was mutter for people to build their own mizbeachs in the backyard. Normally, that was inappropriate. Right, for the vast majority of Jewish history, it was inappropriate to build a mizbeach in the backyard. And the Ron explains, as I'm not sure, definitely didn't talk about it because I didn't give shear for a couple months. But the Ron explains, I forget if it's over there or a little bit later in the Masechta, that the similarities between a nether and a bama, by a bama, a person thinks he's doing something great. Right, he's building his own mizbeach in the backyard, bringing a korban on it, wonderful, beautiful, but it's really awesome, it's really not appropriate. A nether is similar, that person is taking a nether, it's really not appropriate for him to take a nether, but he's doing it anyway, when he fulfills that, it's as if he brought a korban on it, right? Again, he's just furthering, right, the inappropriateness of taking that nether. Okay. Shabbos zu aser b'chala Shabbos kula. If a person says he's not going to drink wine during this week, it's aser the entire week. Gemara says pshita. Well, obviously. So the ma'at detema, you might have thought, yomei de shabsa ka'amar. You might have thought he's just talking about weekdays, right? He's not talking about Shabbos. So therefore, kamash malan, right, the people talk and they assume to include, right, the Shabbos in that phrase. Chodesh zeh aser b'chala chodesh rosh chodesh laba. Gemara again says pshita, that's obvious. Right, what do you mean? Obviously, Rosh Chodesh, if you say you're not going to drink all wine in Teves, obviously, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, It's not included in the nether. So Gemara says, Ki tzricha l'chodesh chaser. You need this to teach me by a chodesh chaser, by a month that is only 29 days. And actually what the Gemara means is a month that's 30 days. But it says it like that because if one month is 29 days, they didn't have those back-to-back usually. So if you had a month that was chaser, so you had a month, the month before it was male. So what it means is that the next month is chaser, is only 29 days, and therefore the month in which you're making a nether is male, is 30 days. And therefore, there's going to mean you make it in the nether on the 14th, and like we had today and yesterday, it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh. And really, the first day Rosh Chodesh is the 30th of Chodesh Kislev. Right, so and therefore, what we're teaching us in the Mishnah is that even the 30th day of Kislev, which is Rosh Chodesh, is not included in the nether. Even though you said you're not going to drink wine for this month, right, when you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is the last day of the last month, but that's still not included in the nether. Right, because by the time you might have thought Rosh Chodesh l'sha'avar have, you might have velo litzer, you might have thought Rosh Chodesh is l'sha'avar. One second. You might have thought, is that what it means? Yeah, I mean, you might have thought that the 30th of Kislev is included in the nether, so therefore, Kamash Malan, Karu, Inche, Resha, Yarcha. No, instead, with the Kamash Malan and the Mishnah, is that people call yesterday, or I guess today, right, Shabbos, right, the 30th day of Kislev, people call that Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, that's the next month, and that would not be included in the nether when a person said he wouldn't drink wine this month. Okay, but Shana Zu Usur B'chala Shana Kula. Person said he's not going to drink wine this year, right? It's Usur the entire year. So Ibailu, that's the following Shaila. Konam Yayin Shani Toim Yom. This is not actually related to this, but as we'll see, it will be, but we'll get to that tomorrow. Right? If a person says he's not going to drink wine, Yom, day. I mean, is that my dine? What is that? What does he mean? Is that kihayom? Is that like today or kiyom echad or for one day? Right. And we said the difference obviously is, does he drink wine at nightfall or not? If he says it's for today, he's not going to drink wine today. So then he can drink wine as soon as sundown hits. But if he says I'm not going to drink kiyom echad, he's not going to drink wine for one day. So then it's 24 hours. So what is yom? What is that language? Is that, which one is that like? So we're going to bring one proof from our Mishnah. It's not going to work, and then we're going to do the rest of it tomorrow. Toshma will bring a proof. Our Mishnah, Mamis Nisan Konam Yayin Shani Toim Hayom. Right, our first part of our Mishnah says, guy says he's not going to drink wine today. Ain Aser Ela Achetekshak. He's only Aser to drink wine until sundown. Right, Hayom, but implying that the phrase Yom is Kiyom Echadami, is like 24 hours. So, but the problem is that the implication is the opposite from the end of the Mishnah. Ema Seifa, what about the second part of the Mishnah? Amar Yom Echad, if he said he's not going to drink wine for 24 hours, Aser Miyom Liyom, right, he's Aser to drink wine for 24 hours. Hayom, but implying that the phrase Yom, instead of Yom Echad, just Yom, that's Kiyom Dami. That seems to imply that Yom is like today. So Ella Mehel Lekalamashmele, so therefore you can't learn any implication from our Mishnah, right? And Ravashi is going to give another answer that's going to lead us on to Samach Aleph, and therefore we'll leave it for tomorrow. Have a good Chodesh, Erechtege Chanukah, Erechtege Chanukah, Shavuot Tov, all the brachas, and have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.